The prof just kept talking about housing bubbles. I wasn't really sure what it all meant. But I guess other than that, college is all right. Yeah, the only real difference I've noticed so far from high school is that people are way more into Facebook here. Is it like that at your school too? Whatever. It's way better than MySpace. The whole tab 8 spaces thing really gives me anxiety. Oh, don't worry. You'll always be my top 8, BB. BFFs for life. Wait. OMG. He actually messaged me. What do you mean, who? You know, the guy I started crushing on senior year? He was not a band geek. No, I can see you typing right now. And any version of, well, I can think of something else that he can put his mouth on, and I will crawl through this computer and kill you. Trust me. No jury in the world will convict me. Especially now that you've stopped typing. See, I knew what you were going to say. Consider yourself lucky that I'm too worried about Mr. Hotness to do anything about that threat. So what the fuck should I do? I know that high school was a whole summer ago, but I'm still not over him. Please, how do you expect me to get over him when we chose the same university? Do you even realize how hard it is to see him strutting around the quad in that stupid, sexy, button-down shirt? Life just isn't fair. Wait, fuck, it's been a whole 2 minutes since he messaged me. I've gotta say something so he doesn't think that I'm AFK. Whatever. I'll figure something out. TLTY. Okay. You can do this. Just breathe. And read what he wrote. Huh. He just said, hey. Well, that's, succinct, I guess. I should probably just write hey back to him. Oh, but wait. Is that too understated? It doesn't really give him any reason to keep talking to me. Maybe I should ask him a question? Or does that seem desperate? Maybe an easy question? Let's try... Hi, how are you? He says that he's fine. Great, real helpful. I feel like I should say something back. But what should I say back? Wait, he's typing. Maybe I should just wait until he finishes. Okay, he apologized for messaging me randomly. But he totally doesn't need to apologize for that. Should I write that? No, too eager. Maybe... No worries. It's great to hear from you. Yeah, I guess that's good enough. Now he's saying it's crazy that we picked the same college. I don't know, it's not really that crazy. Like, a quarter of our graduating class decided to go here. Or does he mean like it's crazy because he wanted to see me again or something? Maybe he even has a crush on me, too. No. You can't even think that. Not right now. It's only going to distract you. Just focus on what he wants. Okay. LOL? Yeah, it's totally crazy. Nope. No, wait, delete that. No, I don't know if he's an LOL person or a haha person. This would be so much easier if we messaged before. Okay, let's just go with, yeah, totally crazy. No LOLs or ha-has that way. Okay, Noe says, ha. I never thought that I'd see you again. Okay, so maybe he is a ha-ha person? Singular ha people are often typically double ha people as well. At least I hope that's true, it's all I really have to go off of. But, he's being personable. So I guess that I should be personable too. Yeah, it's sad that we never chatted back then. I added you as a buddy forever ago, but I guess that time just gets the best of us sometimes. Oh jeez, watching him type makes my heart pound. Did I say too much? Does he completely hate me now? Ah, he keeps deleting stuff. What is he deleting? I probably said something completely stupid and he's trying to figure out how to respond. Or I guess he wants to tell me something. Sure, I'm all ears. All ears? Do people even still say that? Oh, he probably thinks that I'm a massive... babe? That he's had a crush on... forever. And he wanted to say something last spring, but he was always too afraid. And he promised himself that when he got to college, he'd never make the same mistake again. So when he saw that I picked the same university that he did, he had to... wait, how is he even typing this fast? Did he write all this out in a Word doc beforehand, and then just copy and paste it into the chat? Oh, he must have. Oh, I love him so much for that. That's totally what I would have done too. Except I wouldn't have messaged. Waiting for a response is just too stressful. Oh wait, oh fuck, I need to respond to him. But, what do I say? I can't process this. Is this even real life? Maybe I should just type that. Is this even real life? Okay, now just confess. If he was brave, you can do it too. I've always had a huge crush on you too. I was just always too afraid to tell you. But I'm really, really, really glad that you said something. Was that too many reallys? Well, too late now. I just hope that I didn't mess this up somehow. Huh? Now he's asking if I'm for real. Absolutely. Just please tell me this isn't some kind of cruel joke. I really don't think it's a joke, but I'm still a little too afraid to believe it. But he says that it's 100% real, and that he keeps daydreaming about me. Should I ask him about that? I wonder what he dreams about. Well, if I don't, then I might always wonder. So, what are the dreams about? Ooh. I really don't mind if they are NSFW. I'm alone right now. My dorm is a single. And I want to hear all about it. Ooh, he's typing. Oh, I'm so excited for this. Oh, wow. He wasn't kidding about the NSFW part. He wants me, bent over a sofa, with my wet cunt dripping in front of him, as he sticks his throbbing hard cock inside of me. Wow. Okay, I can handle this. I mean, I want that too. It sounds absolutely amazing. But what do I say to that? Maybe something teasing? Well, you'll have to kiss me first. And let's add a winky face to that. Oh, I love his reply. I guess I should read this part out loud. I guess I kind of have to, right? To get the full effect? He says, Oh, I want to kiss you too. I want to kiss you without a care in the world. I want to throw you down on the table and have my way with you. Oh, fuck. I'm pinching myself. It's impossible that this is real. I want him so badly. I guess I should tell him that. I should definitely tell him that. I want you so badly. No. Something more. I'm wet just thinking about it. Yeah, let's really go for it. I want you to throw me on that table. I want you ripping off my panties and burying your face in my chest. I want that. I'm so desperate for you. And I want to show you everything. Okay, hopefully that wasn't too much. Nope, definitely not too much. Oh, I want him to fuck me so badly. Whatever. Less talking, more typing. I want you to fuck me so badly. I want you to make me shiver. I want you to make my legs shake. I don't care anymore. I want all of it. I want to writhe underneath you until my hair gets tangled and knotted while I think of nothing else but your sweet cock. Whoa, okay. Don't know where that came from, but I guess let's keep going with it. It doesn't really matter anymore. I'm too wet to care. Fuck, this is probably a bad time to tell him that I'm a virgin. Yeah, we'll just ignore that part for right now. It's fine. We're just sexting. That's all. Doesn't imply anything about my experience. Hey, might even be a virgin too. Who knows? He was in marching band. Or not, if he writes stuff like that. Whatever. I can at least pretend like I've sexted before. I do want him bad enough. Yeah, I want your cock. I want all of it. I want it to fill my hungry little cunt. Oh, I hope that was right. I'm still not sure if he's a cunt person or a pussy person either. But if I'm lucky, he's too excited to care. Should probably start touching myself. I think he wants me to come. And fuck, I want to come too. I need to come. Tonight has just been too amazing not to. And he does want me so badly now, too. I was just thinking about how much I want to come with you. Please tell me that you're already hard. Good. And are you touching yourself? Please tell me that you are. Then don't stop. I want you nice and hard for me. I want you imagining us on the table as you fuck me raw. I want you to pull me close as you make me scream. You want that, don't you? And stroke yourself faster. Don't hold back anymore. I need you tonight. Tonight is for us. Yeah, I'm touching myself too. I'm rubbing my clit, making it all nice and swollen, as I imagine wrapping my legs around you and pushing you in deeper. Oh, hurry up and message back. I can't hold on much longer. Oh, thank fuck. I need him so much. I'm so close, babe. I'm so close. Do you want to come with me? Oh. That Stroke your cock. Make it nice and slick for me. Bring yourself to the edge. And let me know once you get there. And hurry. Hurry, because I need to fucking come. I need to fucking come. Okay, then come with me. Come with me. Please come with me now. Oh, please let that have worked. I want him to come with me. I want him to come with me so badly. I want him to imagine taking me like he's wanted to for so long. Filling my tight, needy cunt with his delicious... Okay. Well, I'm not really sure what that emoji is supposed to symbolize, but I guess it means he came. Yeah, I did too. It was really great. Exclamation point. Oh jeez, I'm so lame. But at least he likes it. He says he's tired now, though. Honestly, same. Yeah. I don't mean to sext and run, but I'm exhausted too. And TBH, I kind of want to go to bed now. It might sound weird, but I just kind of need to wake up knowing that this is all still real. I don't think I'll really believe any of it till morning. Ha, huh, glad you understand. I'll message you when I get up tomorrow. TTLY.